The new satellite clinic's located in a freshly renovated 1,200-square-foot suite in the JTL shop on Emma Street in Springdale. It's been in the planning stages for 6 years. Several hundred people turned out for the dedication of the clinic in the shop's sunny atrium, most of them Islander men and women dressed in flowery frocks and sandals. Marshallese Church of Christ Children's Choir performed Islander-style gospel. Listening and smiling were Arkansas Department of Health officials, state and local leaders, and His Excellency Jurelang Zedekiah, President of the Republic of the Marshall Islands.
The opening of this new outreach clinic is one of many positive developments that exemplify the true meanings of close and crucial relations between our two peoples and countries.
The culturally sensitive clinic has three staff workers who are fluent in Marshallese, two registered nurses, a Marshallese clerk, as well as a Hispanic outreach coordinator. Dr. Paul Halverson, Arkansas Department of Health Director and State Health Officer, addressed the crowd.
Sharing with family and friends a warm welcome for strangers and caring consideration for others. These are the values that are said to truly exemplify the Marshallese. And with that in mind, I welcome all Marshallese people to our new health clinic and know that our staff will share those values with you. Komol tata.
Komol tata means thank you in Marshallese. With permission and the providence of the Jones Center for Families Board of Trustees, the clinic's been located across from the hall from the community clinic at St. Francis House, which also serves the working poor. The volunteer organization called Gaps in Service to Marshallese, led by Springdale resident Grace Donahoe, formed a task force to build the clinic. Initial funding to remodel this space was secured by former U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln in 2009 under a Labor, Health, and Human Services appropriation. Senator Mark Pryor, then Congressman John Bozeman, and U.S. Representative Vic Snyder also pitched in. A year later, a $237,000 grant was awarded to the State Department of Health Resources and Service Administration to create the clinic. Dr. Vic Snyder.
They have some special public health needs. And like most people, we want to go to health care where we're comfortable. And so this clinic will present a great opportunity for them to go deal with their health needs at a place where they're comfortable.
Many Marshallese are not accustomed to routine health care, and it's said they prefer to not discuss personal health concerns with people they do not know. So health department staff have gone to great lengths to cultivate special relations with Islanders here, including Dr. Joseph Henry Bates. The new clinic is being named after him. He's the Deputy State Health Official and Chief Science Officer for the State Department of Health.
Well, this clinic is a model of how we ought to serve people, particularly people that are underserved and who have difficulties with transportation. Transportation is one of the biggest problems that underserved people have all through Arkansas. We're moving this clinic right into their neighborhood. They can almost walk here, and I'm very proud of that.
Marshallese Community Outreach Coordinator Albius Lattier says the clinic will serve those without insurance, factory workers who cannot afford it, and especially children who were born in the islands.
And some of them, for the kid, for example, they're born at the Marshall Island, and they cannot be eligible to be in our kid.
American-born Marshallese babies can enroll in our kids, the Arkansas State Children's Health Insurance Program. Marshallese were eligible for Medicaid benefits up until 1996, when the entitlement was revoked with the passage of health care reform, and many require special medical care. Marshallese have the highest incidence of tuberculosis, a lung disease, among Pacific Island nations. And due to consuming processed Western foods, many islanders suffer with severe diabetes and heart disease. a decade of U.S. nuclear weapons tests on their atolls in the mid-20th century continues to cause thyroid and other cancers, along with birth anomalies. And certain healthcare specialists believe because of the atomic tests, many islanders may be immune compromised. But now Ozark Islanders can find medical help at the new Joe Bates Outreach Clinic of Washington County, where the walls are painted ocean blue. Faux flowers and seashell palm frond weavings adorn the waiting room. And services rendered are paid on a sliding scale, with the bottom fee listed as $5. Michelle Green is one of two nurses on staff. She says the clinic does not provide primary care.
No, we provide immunizations. We're going to do WIC because we do have Marshallese interpreters available. We're also going to be doing STDs, and we're going to be doing communicable disease, tuberculosis, and we're a Hansen's clinic, so we're going to be doing Hansen's.
Hansen's is a chronic bacterial skin disease endemic in the islands. Now, the reason Marshallese are classified as migrants, free to enter the U.S. with only a passport, is because they are under a special compact of free association with the United States. The RMI government allows the U.S. to maintain strategic military operations on the islands in exchange. According to the 2010 census, 4,000 Pacific Islanders have been enumerated in northwest Arkansas, and more are coming, with unemployment in the Marshalls nearly 40% and rising. That's why an RMI consulate was established in Springdale several years ago. Arkansas Marshallese Consul General Carmen Chongom, holding her 2-year-old daughter Madison on her hip, says she's delighted with all the attention to the clinic.
I am thrilled. I cannot say, no words can describe how I am pleased with the turnout, of dignitaries and even our Arkansas congressmen and senators and all the Arkansas State Health Department were here as well. And I am also pleased with our Marshallese community for coming.
In other states with established Marshallese populations, special funding is delivered under a U.S. RMI compact treaty to offset social service costs to migrants. For example, the state of Hawaii receives $13 million a year. But Arkansas, which has the largest number of migrant Marshallese in the world, gets nothing. Last year, the Arkansas delegation requested additional federal funding known as Compact Impact to offset public health care costs for Marshallese migrants in Arkansas. That decision is long pending. And last May, U.S. Republican Senator John Bozeman and U.S. Democratic Senator Mark Pryor, along with seven other congressional leaders, signed a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Secretary of the Interior Kenneth Salazar, requesting to enact a medical screening policy for inbound islanders, saying the current arrangement is unsustainable. No decision has been made on that regard either. RMI President Jurilang Zedekea declined an interview regarding these questions. Still, securing a federal grant to pay for interior renovation and furnishing of a new Marshallese clinic in the Ozarks is a welcoming start. But with no more federal support coming, continuing costs will be shouldered by the state of Arkansas, says Dr. Paul Halverson, director of the Department of Health.
And obviously, part of being in a statewide public health system, as we are in Arkansas, is being able to move resources from one place to the other where we have needs and we can make things occur for the people that are in greatest need.
And accommodating islanders will be critical into the future, given they will likely become environmental refugees. With climate change, some scientists expect seas to rise as much as 6 feet by century's end, inundating the Republic of the Marshall Islands. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.